It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I like plant tours, and one of the most memorable was a few summers ago when they took me to the Mystic Lubes plant in Chicago. They're not far from Midway Airport. I got to see the whole plant. We went up on the roof, in fact, looking down over the holding tanks and the semi-trailers parked there, the rail cars on the siding. But what I really remember inside was going in the laboratory. They sample all of those Mystic lubricants coming down the line, whether they're in a barrel or in the quart containers. They sample them for quality to assure that the product coming to you is going to withstand the test of caring for your equipment. The Mystic products, they give great attention to the quality of those to keep your machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Find your local Mystic distributor by going to the website. Oh, and you can find your retailer there, too, mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. They're back into hotter, drier weather now in Colorado as they clean up from this week's flash floods and mudslides following the fires. The scenic Durango and Silverton Railroad was shut down for a day. Some of the locals believe it may have been a spark from that tourist train that started a fire near the 45-mile stretch of narrow-gauge tracks. Firefighters in Topeka, Kansas, had to know they had a firebug at work after the second or third blaze that occurred within a few minutes of each other in the wee hours of the morning. Altogether, there were eight. Between midnight and 3:30, that last one did $10,000 in damage to a garage. Police took a teen into custody for that. From this week in agribusiness, those soy and almond drinks that bill themselves as milk may need to consider new names now, after a key government official suggested his agency may start cracking down on the use of that term. The Food and Drug Administration chief has signaled plans to start enforcing a federal standard that defines milk as coming from, quote, milking of one or more healthy cows. And that would be a change for the FDA, which has not aggressively gone after the proliferation of plant-based drinks that have been labeled as milk. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said the question becomes, have we been enforcing our own standard of identity? The answer is probably not, he said. If you live in or are traveling through Iowa, you need to know police are writing many, many more tickets for texting driving, six times more than a year ago, now that it doesn't have to be added on to another violation. The most expensive home for sale in Minnesota, set on the shores of scenic Lake Minnetonka, hit the market last week for almost $15.8 million. The house is big, 18,000 square feet. Who needs that much? Five bedrooms, seven full baths. Who needs that many? And with about 200 feet of lakeshore waterfront, there's a sports court, a full gym. There's a golf simulator, swimming pool, bowling alley, home theater. There's a stairway that leads to a rooftop sky deck where the realtor says the sunsets are incredible. Why, it's less than $16 million. In case you want to write it down, that's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.